We've got Nine local news journalist Ali Cullen on the phone to have a bit of a chat about what's happened with the Australia Post truck, Pinky.
Yeah, an Australian Post truck transporting mail burst into flames on the Capricorn Highway yesterday, Ali. Can you tell us more about this?
Yeah, it did. It was pretty crazy as well. Yeah. So this truck was travelling from Rockhampton out to Emerald. So all of this mail was bound for, you know, towns like Bluff, Blackwater, Longreach, Winton and everywhere in between.
Yeah.
And just outside Westwood, which is west of Rocky, it just burst into flames on the Capricorn Highway.
Wow. How does a truck just burst into flames?
Yeah,
well, we don't actually know at the moment. It's being investigated as we speak. So they're trying to get to the bottom of that. They're not sure whether simply the hot weather or whether it was a mechanical issue or something like that. But yeah, surely not very good news for these people out in the Central Highlands expecting a parcel.
And what about the driver? Are they okay?
Yeah, luckily the driver's fine. He actually managed to unhook both of the trailers while they were on fire, unhooked them from the prime mover and put them on the side of the road. So, yeah, very quick thinking from him.
This is the stuff of movies, isn't it?
I know. You can't imagine. What would you do in that situation?
Yeah,
you're like, it's on fire. Well, do you risk? Wow, that's a bit of a brave effort.
You wouldn't cover that in your training, I don't think.
No. I've got to ask, there's all the things that were headed out west, like your, you know, just letters and orders for like phones and
Christmas
clothes
is on the way, so who knows what was in the parcels.
All this sort of stuff. And is this what was sort of on the way out there? It wasn't just letters, was it?
There was, so we went out there yesterday and you actually can't really recognise exactly what was in there, fire was that bad. We could tell there was a couple of phones here and there. There were some letters. There were, little bits of machinery, homewares, bottles of drinks and stuff like that. So there's a whole lot of stuff in that truck that people have now lost.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Now, obviously, how do we get them to reclaim that stuff?
Yeah, what can they do?
Is there anything they can do? Can they go somewhere? Can they contact someone? What's going on?
So at the moment, we know, Australia Post has said that it is working with businesses, its business customers, to try and contact and I guess identify and contact the people that may have lost their mail.
Mm.
So at the moment, anyone in the Central Highlands who was expecting mail potentially on this truck is being told to call Australia Post on 13 13 18 and they can hopefully figure out a solution for them.
Okay.
Excellent. That's really helpful.
Yeah, 13 13 18 is that number. And if you've obviously think you may have been affected by this, you can call the station 13 27 10. We can give you the details on that as well.
Let's just cross fingers if the bills went up in flames.
Oh, does that mean you don't have to pay them?
Yeah, no, exactly. Wouldn't that be nice?
Can we take your official word that if we have a bill in that truck that we don't have to pay it?
You can't put that on Ali.
I would never do that to you, Ali, but we can, can't we?
Look, I'm just a journalist.
Leave her in the journalist's seat.
Fair call. Okay. Well, look, we hope that something resolves from this and everyone ends up getting their appropriate mail and things that they've ordered.
Thankfully, no one was hurt.
Yeah, and we can get some more news locally tonight on Channel 9. That's number 5 on the remote, Ali.
Sure is.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.